guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Well, good morning. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
It is Sunday, September 8th, 2024. We're excited to be on. We're excited about God and His Word. We're excited about the power of all and the revelation that Father has been giving us as we have been rightly dividing the Word of God. This is a glorious day. As Pastor Michael says, it's his birthday month.
That's right.
Celebrating all month long. So if you still want to sow your seed into him and bless him, please do so, because he's celebrating all month long.
don't sound like it's a sad thing.
I just don't. Well, I guess, yeah, we should be excited, but there's a lot of people like, I'm celebrating my birthday all month long. Okay. And I guess it's because maybe we didn't grow up like Christmas was the big holiday for us. So I guess I'm still getting used to, after 27 years of marriage. Is it right?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
27 years of marriage. Like, okay, my birthday is a huge deal. So happy birthday, Pastor Michael. We love you.
Well, according to the Word, it says to give honor.
That's right. That's
where
true.
Honor is due. And then sometimes, here's the thing, and let's even deal with this, even with our own personal mental health. Sometimes we don't celebrate ourselves enough.
That's true.
We spend more time imparting and pouring into others, okay? And we do not, and that's not even scripture. The Bible says that the husbandman shall be first partaker. So the one who is the sower, the one who is, listen, he says, give me this day my daily bread. Mm-hmm. The Father wants us to deal with personal first before we deal with outward. Jesus even said, listen, before you do anything, you go back to Jerusalem, wait for the promise, then saturate Jerusalem first, then Samaria, then the other parts of Judea and all the other parts of the world. Why? Because if you don't do first things first, unless you've been blessed, you cannot be a blessing.
That's true. That makes sense.
And this is why sometimes pastors in the fivefold are out of order, and there are effects that deal with their own personal health, own mental person, their household and family. Listen, I'm a pastor's kid. What everybody said, the pastor's kids are normally the worst. Why? Because there's not enough personal ministry in the family, more so than the outward ministry. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. So is that your justification for celebrating?
It's rightly dividing the Word.
Okay. Amen. Well, again, we're excited about this day and what God is doing.
The 8th of September. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I don't have, let's see. Oh, 8 means new beginning, transition. Mm-hmm. First, the divine mind. Mm-hmm. Universe, mm-hmm. God, Christ.
Now, what does the number 9, since we're in the 9th month, okay, what is
new
that?
New birth.
Mean? Okay.
Manifestation. Uh-huh. Recovery.
What?
New start. And what is that?
Renaissance, which is a new birthing.
Yeah.
That means new birth.
Oh.
Okay. So that means September 8th,
yeah,
we are in a season and time of, yeah, new birth, new beginning.
That's right.
Manifestation.
Yeah.
A renaissance, a new start.
Yeah.
With a connected new beginning transition, the first, the divine, the divine mind.
That's powerful.
Come on now, the divine mind, the universe, and God, Christ. Now, here's the key. Listen, like I said last week, I think I am the most intelligent person in the room, okay? I'm a legend in my own mind, but I'm not that smart. See, the Bible says all things work together. The Bible says they were, see, this is why the power of all, this teaching of the power of all is so powerful, because it shows us an example of different people being all together with one mind. It didn't say in one mind. It says with one mind, with one accord. And the with one accord in the Greek is defined as all together and whole.
Well, even as you were talking about a new beginning, mm-hmm. New birth, renaissance, new start, aren't we getting ready to start a new year?
Yes, we are. Listen, we are counting down. That's right. We are counting down to the feast of now. The funny thing about this feast is there are three feasts in one season. Mm-hmm. You have Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year, okay, which is happening here within the next couple of weeks. You've got the Day of Atonement, which is the time where you take the 7 to 10 days before it happens to repent, get all the leaven, get all the sin out, reflect. And then you've got the Feast of Tabernacles, is where it is the temporary dwelling in the presence of God for that whole 7 to 8 days. This is why all these three things, these three are one. This is why the fall feast, this is why the Bible says, come into my presence three times in a year. Are there more than three feasts? Yes, there are actually eight feasts. But these three intertwine and connect together because they have an outward example of the connection of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one, okay?
It's powerful.
Amen. So listen. Stop being so spiritual and religious that you can't see. The Bible says, being so spiritual that you have no earthly good. Mm. We have to be able to use, according to the word, the wisdom and the understanding with all these things. Wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. But with all you're getting, get understanding. Without understanding, you can't even activate your faith, because faith needs a spiritual connection or connector to it, so it can manifest what we don't see. Amen?
Amen.
You ready to pray?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. I was trying to see.
Because we were just on the first part of the four parts of the power of all last week. And we got to get back to that. Amen.
Amen. So hallelujah. Father, we just come before you in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that truly this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for this powerful word that you have given us in reference to the power of all. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that even as we are understanding the power of all, we are getting in divine alignment. Lord, we're getting divine understanding of your origin and how we walk in unity with you, how it is the God in us. Father God, it is the God in us and how we are interconnected with you and your power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Additionally, Lord, even as we are understanding this power of all, we understand, God, that we are dependent upon you, Lord God. We are dependent upon you, Father, and through prayer and meditation, Father, regularly spending time with you, Lord, expressing our reliance unto you, Lord, trusting in you in those times of challenges, Lord, that you got us. Father, we thank you for your powerful word that we can dive into, yes, that begins to affirm our humanity. It begins to affirm our divinity, that we are G's. We are God, little gods, Lord God. We are little G's, that we have the power wherewith in us to do absolutely everything that you've called us to do. We thank you, Lord God, this morning that we have the divine power, the ability, and the equipment within to go forth, to be, to do, and to have all the good that we desire. Father, we decree and declare this morning that we are good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Father, we walk in discipline. We are discipline. We are debt freedom. We are wisdom, Lord God. We thank you according to your word. You said, Father God, that we will also decide and decree a thing. We will make those declarations. We will make those affirmations, Lord God. And then as we do this, Lord, then that thing will be established, Lord God, for us. And then, Lord God, your favor, Lord God, your light will shine upon our ways. Father, we thank you this morning. We decree and declare this morning, Father God, that God in us is our answer right now. Father, we are decreeing and declaring in us, Lord God, that you are our all, that you are our completeness. Father, we are decreeing and declaring that God in us is our health and our happiness. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we're defining, decreeing, and declaring in us that God in us is love. It's the love of God that brings us together with all the right people for every right purpose, oh God.
Yes.
Father, we are decreeing and declaring that God in us is our success and prosperity. Father, this day, we thank you, Lord God, and every day that we are running over with success, with prosperity, and the abundance of money to enjoy and share. We thank you, God in us. Father, we make it our business to think right, to talk right, to act right. We only want good for ourselves and everyone else because we know that we're God's child. We deserve the best. I want you to say, I deserve the best.
I deserve the best.
Say it again. I deserve the best. Say it one more time. I deserve the best. Father, we see ourselves as God sees us. We see ourselves as the divine expression of the God presence within us. God in us is our everything. God in us is our everything. Father, we thank you that this is the truth of us. Father, we program our life for all the good that we desire, for all the God that we desire. God in us is our health. Lord God, we thank you, Father, that we consciously program our mind for health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity. Why? Because we operate and move in the power of all. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Yes, and I want to make sure that I welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophets Michael and Tanya Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be our opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds or comes out of the mouth of God doth man live. So let's get ready. Let's go ahead, grab your Bible, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning, and let's open up and activate and apply the revelation from the word of God, go from the logos or written word into rhema, which is the living word of God. Amen. So, we have been teaching right here on this same subject right here called the power of all. And these are the first four keys that the Lord has been dealing with us about. And we have to understand that God in his great eminence, his active involvement with his divine offspring, us, we are his divine offspring, okay? We have to understand that we're not servant slave butlers to an omniscient God, we are the children of the Most High. Okay, our divine origin and unity, which is the first one. Now, the first key is our divine origin and unity of God, unity with God, our dependence of or in or trust in the Lord or God. And then we have our purposeful existence with God and the immanence of God. Okay, these are the four keys. And we have to understand that all these things work together for us to be connected and for us to walk in the power of all. Amen. Power, not just, okay, we go to church and the pastor or the teacher, whoever it is, starts telling us stuff that we're, you know, need to do, or else our omniscient God is going to strike us down. come on now. We have to understand that God is his name Elohim, which means creator and father, is how we are connected with him in this power of all. Amen.
When you're talking about the divine origin and unity, as we dive into that, there are actions behind this idea of divine origin and unity. And one of the things that it says, and when I looked at my AI, it says respect for creation, right? Uh-huh. And it says treat all aspects of creation, because these are the actions that we take as we understand this divine origin and unity of God.
Yep.
So it's saying respect for creation, treat all aspects of creation with respect and care, recognizing the divine origin. So recognizing the divinity in one another.
Okay, that we are all, say that again.
Recognizing the divinity in one another, that we are all little G's.
Mm-hmm.
That we're all little G's. What's that in Psalms
82, verse 6?
That talks about that ye are gods.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, might as well go there.
Yeah. Psalms
82, verse 6.
Because we're talking about this idea of the divine origin and unity of God and what actions.
No, our divine origin and unity with God.
Yeah. Yeah. And what actions we take in displaying that. And so that first, so understanding that we have to respect one another as divine individuals, that God is in each and every one of us. Now, oftentimes we look at someone and be like, God is in you. Mm-hmm. It's because they're not understanding their divinity. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, yeah, it's funny. Because I'm sorry, I had to laugh a little bit because
what are we looking at?
Psalms 82, verse 6, as we're going there. I'm gonna read it in the King James. Prophet Tanya's gonna read it in the Amplified, and we're going to get this understanding here. It says, I have said, past tense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means, now listen, let me just say it like this. Once God speaks something, it's already past tense, already done.
So it's not we're becoming, we are that.
Let me just say it again. Anything that, this is why Deuteronomy chapter 8 says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of mm-hmm. God. See, once it comes out of the mouth of God, it's already, it is so. It's a promise. Paul said, the promises of God are in him, yes, and in him, amen. So we don't have to, listen, once we get a word from God, we don't have to ask him, is it your will? Mm-hmm. Healing is his will. So why are you asking him, is it your will that I be healed? That's not coming from a son that understands who their father is. I don't have to listen. Okay. I have said, you are God, little G. That little G right there, that little word God right there is Elohim, small e. Okay. Elohim, which means, and then we just go here. Elohim, which means rulers, judges, angels, listen, God-like ones, and the divine ones.
And the divine ones.
Okay, so I have said, you are God-like, or you are like God.
Yep.
Come on, see, come on now. Here's where the devil has been deceiving God's children. We're trying to understand our divine origin and unity with a human mind.
And even as today is September 8th,
mm-hmm, come on,
and we understand that 8 is new beginning,
mm-hmm,
transition,
mm-hmm,
first, the divine mind, universe, God, Christ.
So wait,
the
divine
mind.
Listen, I keep saying, I'm not this smart.
You can't make this stuff up.
Listen, John said, the Spirit of truth
will
lead us and guide us into all.
All truth. That's right.
Listen, I can't make this up. The power of all is all through the scripture.
So even in the Amplified, it says you are gods. Mm-hmm. Indeed, all of you are sons of the Most High God.
He didn't say servants.
Right. And again, there's the all of you. So that means even people that do not understand their divinity, that are not walking towards God, they are all sons of the Most High.
Whether or not you realize it or not.
Point blank, period.
God loves you.
Right.
Whether you proclaim him or whether you deny him. Jesus still loved Peter, though he denied him 3 times.
Yeah. The power of all.
And I'm going to admonish the church. Stop judging people and start recognizing your people's divine and their divinity.
That's right.
And oh my gosh.
So recognizing their divine origin. Origin means the beginning, right?
That's right. And even in the King James, it says you are God and all of you are children.
And so even when we're talking about this divine origin and the actions that we need to be taking, as I was reading, mm-hmm, it says that we need to treat all aspects. There we go with all.
Come on now.
Of creation with respect and care, recognizing their divine origin. And this includes being mindful of, I love this, of the environment and advocating for its protection. Right?
Come on now.
So this world, this environment, this earth, we are to understand the divinity of God's, of the earth, of our environment.
Because God's spirit is in everything he created.
That's right. That's right. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say it again, just like last week.
Well, because we taught, if we look at that first slide.
Come on now.
Everything
in the universe. Come on. Read that.
Everything in the universe comes from God.
Wait. Comes from God.
Right.
Now listen, we're not saying he just spoke it out of the air.
Mm.
It came from him.
Through individuals who maybe have the thought, the mind, the idea.
That's right. Because the vision of the universe, creation, starts in the mind of God.
Ah.
Okay, so now here, why is this key? And we got, I,
so did
I
we
went
finish?
To,
okay, so wait, we are gods, right?
Wait. Go back to that. Go back to the slide.
Oh.
Go back to the slide.
Oh, you have it right there.
Oh okay.
What are you doing?
Now, in the Hebrew Bible, the scripture in Hebrew, it says, when Hashem,
mm-hmm,
or Elohim began. It says, when Hashem began to create heaven and earth. See, here's why the Bible said, with all you're getting, get understanding. It didn't mean when God, you know, decided he was just going to start speaking things out of the air. You know, it's when he began to create, when he began to create.
So he had a plan before he actually met.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this is why creation starts in the mind of God.
Wow.
Vision is God's revealed understanding or blueprint that's in his mind, that the word began to speak when Elohim said, I am dissatisfied with having all this power and not having anyone to share it with. Because the angels don't share the power with God. Okay, okay. This is why the Bible says that we have ministering spirits. We have angels that serve us. Why? Because we were created just a little lower than Elohim. Come on, see. Here's what we don't realize. We don't have an understanding of our divinity. Yes. He says, I will create them a little lower. Who is this man?
Yeah.
David said, who is this man?
And so even there is a confession or affirmation that I'm always speaking that I got from Reverend Ike. Oh, no, I actually got this from Dr. Jordan. And it says, I have the divine power, ability,
that's right,
and the equipment within to go forward, to be, to do, and to have the good that I desire.
Oh, come on now.
I'm going to have to type that again. Let me say it again. I have the divine power.
Come on now.
Ability and the equipment within to go forward, to be, to do, and to have the good that I desire.
See, and when we read John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then we go down to verse 12 and it says, to those that receive him, the word. So those who realize that I'm not a servant of Jesus, I am the brethren of Jesus. To those that receive him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God.
Say that again. For those who received
him, the word. Those who received his spoken presence of himself, okay, out of the mouth of the creation of God, he says, to those that received him, he gave to them the power. He gave to them his dunamis to become.
So then there are individuals who have not received, therefore they don't have the fullness of the power. That power is available for them, but you have to receive it. That's why God doesn't force us to serve him. God doesn't force us to love him. It is a choice. Choose you this day. Whom will you serve? It's about you. You are free will agents. Mm-hmm. You have the choice. You have the choice to not walk in the power that it is thereby yours.
That's right. And here's the thing. You're not receiving him to become one that serves him. You are receiving him to become, listen, your unshackled preeminent self who sits with him in power. The Bible says, Paul said, we sit with Christ in heavenly places.
Wow.
Come on now, see? Woo, my God, my God, my God. So to those who don't receive him, you're rejecting your majestic and royal inheritance.
Wow.
You're rejecting. See, I can't even get to the second sentence. God is the ultimate creator and source of everything. This means that all things are connected because they come from the same source.
Wow, powerful.
We are related because we share the same roots.
That is so.
And this is why the devil's deception in the garden, it was the greatest deception because it allowed the seed of division to come into the earth. Because until that happened, God and Adam were with one accord. This is why in chapter 2, the Bible says, and God formed the animals and brought him, came to serve Adam. He submitted to the king of the earth. He submitted to his own son.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
This is why Jesus said, I know you always hear me. I thank you. I thank you that you never. This is why Samuel said that none of my words ever fell to the ground. Why? Because I had a revelation. I'm not a servant slave. I'm a son. And my father backs me up. Elijah, if I be a man of God, cause fire to come down and burn everybody up. Woo! Come on now. When Elijah was fighting the prophets of Baal, where is your God? He joked and mocked them. Where is your God now? Is he on the toilet? He must be sleeping.
Wow.
Listen, you understanding your origin and unity with God, Elohim. Because when you get into unity with Elohim, mm-hmm. you're in unity with Elohim, the Word, who is the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Even the Hebrew Bible, it says in verse 2, and the earth being unformed and void with darkness over the surface of the deep, and a wind from Hashem sweeping over the water. When you understand that, when you begin to understand your divine nature, mm-hmm. now you go from having to pray to a God to just speaking,
right.
and God affirms what you spoke.
Right. Because then you understand that you have the divine power, the ability, and the equipment within, as I put in the chat, to go forward, to be, to do, and to have the good, the God that I desire.
And here's the power, and here's what makes this powerful. When you understand who you are,
yes,
you're no longer acting if something's going to happen.
Yeah.
You are walking in, when I spoke it, it's already done.
Right.
So I'm just waiting for when it's going to happen.
Well, you see it. That's where you begin to use the power of manifestation in your mm-hmm. visualization and your seeing. Right? You feel that thing. You
That's
feel
right.
you live in that thing. You know, there was a man and woman of God, and they were talking about how God took them from glory to glory as it relates to even to their living situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started off in a little apartment, right? And then as they begin to envision, they actually saw, mm-hmm. they would sleep within their mind in the next level of where they're supposed to be, mm-hmm. the home. They felt it, right? They woke up to, yeah, they may have been living in that one bedroom apartment, but in their consciousness, in their subconscious, they begin to visualize and they begin to see, they begin to feel, they begin to, you know, she saw herself, she was in the kitchen, right? And she could smell herself cooking. She was, and because again, she was using all of those things that are within us to manifest that which on the outward.
Mm-hmm. And that's why whenever you go to someone who's cooking in their house, you will smell it
mm-hmm.
before you see it.
That's right. So you have to use all of those elements.
See, you might not be seeing what you're smelling.
Right.
But the evidence that is there is already there.
Right. And so what happens is it catches up
mm-hmm.
to the reality. Because it's real in your mind.
Right. And now it goes, it activates the spiritual, the reveal, the living
yes,
nature
yes.
of what you're going to feed on. See, and this is why we have to understand that even in Colossians, it says, for by him, all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible.
Come on now.
Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities,
Russia.
All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things.
Wow.
And he is before all things. I got to say it again. He is before all things. And in him, all things hold together.
That is incredible.
For by him all things were created.
I gotta see what it says. Keep going.
In heaven and earth.
For so in the Amplified, let's see what it says. It says, for him, for by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created and exist through him, that is by his activity and for him.
Okay, so now here's the thing.
That was 16.
When you say the visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominion, when you connect
rulers or authorities,
when you connect that with Genesis chapter 1, it says, let us create mankind, Adam, in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over everything that God created.
So then we look at 17 in the Amplified. It says, and he himself existed and is before all things.
Come on.
And in him all things hold together. His is the controlling, cohesive force of the universe.
Now.
Oh my God.
The cohesive.
Cohesive force of the universe.
That means without him, it cannot stay together.
Rosha.
I'm going to say it again. Without Elohim, it cannot be together.
Oh my God. And look at 18. Okay. It says, he is also the head, the life source, and the leader of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will occupy the first place. He will stand supreme and preeminent in everything. Oh my God.
So in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. This is why being with one accord, Acts chapter 2, it explains this.
Yes.
It says, and when the day of Pentecost, the day of multiplied grace, was fully come, they were all with. It didn't say in. It said with one accord.
Wow.
The same passion, the same mind, with one accord in one place. This is why we can't even get we can't even get past this. Why? Because God was before all things.
This means that all things are connected. That's because right. They come from the same source. God is source.
That's right.
God is the ultimate source.
So quickly, type this down. I receive it. It is so. Okay. When you begin to receive it, that means you're hearing the word, you're hiding the word, and you're executing the word. This is how we keep the devil out. Okay. This is how we bring every thought into subjection, into the obedience. We put every thought into captivity. Why? Anything that doesn't think like Elohim must be destroyed and expelled. Okay?
God is the ultimate source.
Listen, your putting every thought into captivity is like the kitchen garbage disposal. Okay? If it don't belong, if it's no longer good, if it's outdated, you put it into the garbage disposal and you let the garbage disposal destroy it.
We should go to that last scripture, John 1 and 3.
John chapter 1. Because, see, and I used to start, it's funny. I began to start my teaching and everything. John chapter 1 was my beginning of the broadcast.
Now, yeah.
Look at John chapter 1. Okay, let me just type this in for Instagram. John chapter 1. Okay. Can you type that into the chat? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. Verse 3, all things were made by him. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. I don't care whether you are, whether you think you're a genius, whether you're Einstein, whether you think, listen, what was that guy that was in the wheelchair?
Steven. Yeah, they used to on the, what is that? That nerdy show that I love.
Yeah.
I forget his name.
And before he died, he began to realize who God was. Because for most of his life, he had an anti-thinking that God existed. Okay. But listen, when you understand, even Einstein, he, in his last day, you start understanding that in his teaching, he started realizing that, no. This is, all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life. And the life was the light of men. What's it say in the Amplified?
So I'll read from one. So in the beginning, before all time.
Come on.
Right there. In the beginning, before all time. So even before time was time.
Or even before he created time.
Oh, come on now.
He was.
Yes.
Come on now.
That's what that whole I am, right? That,
come on.
In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. He was continually existing in the beginning, co-eternally with God.
Come on.
All things were made and came into... So this is referring to Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Because he was...
Because his name is the Word of God.
Yeah.
His earthly name was Jesus and or Yahshua, okay?
Wow.
But his creative name, his spiritual nature, okay, his revealed nature out of the mind of God is the Word of God.
Ah! So verse 2, he was continually existing in the beginning, co-eternally with God.
Which means that you can't separate.
Ah, Rosha. So verse 3, all things were made and came into existence through him.
Okay. Through
Jesus?
Through the Word.
Wow, the Word.
The Word. See, this is why.
All things.
This is why. And this is why it connects to Genesis chapter 1.
Oh, wow.
Because when he began to say, let there be, it turned from the Father of creation into the activation of the Word.
Well, and that's why he says co-eternally.
That's right. Eternal, forever.
Co. Together.
Connected.
Right.
Unified.
So in the beginning, co-eternally with God.
That's right.
So that means he was there.
He was there. And not only there, but his power was in activation, in coexistence with Elohim.
So all things were made and came into existence through him. Mm-hmm. And without him, not even one thing was made that has come into beginning, into being.
Into being. So now, listen.
That has come into being.
This is why we have to understand, okay? You have to, and this is why back in the day, there used to be a debate whether or not Jesus was the Father or this, that, and the other. No. They have three coexistence.
Yeah.
Co-connection.
Right.
Co-eternal. Yeah. Elohim is Elohim.
Yeah.
He's El. Rosha, he's the Father and Creator of all. But...
And
connected with him co-eternally is the Word of Elohim.
Ah.
And then you have the breath of Elohim, which is the Holy Spirit.
Aha!
Woo! Come on, somebody.
So verse 4 says, in him was life.
Uh-huh. Come on.
And the power to bestow life.
Wait. Say it again. And the power
in him was life, and the power to bestow life. So we have the same ability.
That's right.
So in him is life, and in us is life.
All right.
And the power to bestow life. What does the Bible says that death?
Death and life are in the power of the activated power connector eternal with God, with was the mouth of God. See, so the Word is the mouth of God in activation.
That's why it is so important what words come out of our mouth.
Why? Because in your mouth
You have the power to bestow life.
Now you getting where the prophet's going today.
Yes.
The power to bestow. Listen, oh my God. I got
wait, and the life was the light of men. The light shines on the darkness, verse 5, and the darkness didn't understand it or overpower it or appreciate it or observe it and is unreceptive to it.
This is why the devil fights hard. Listen.
Yes.
He's not after you.
He's after that
word. He's after the bestowed life of the word that was spoken out of the mind of God through the mouth of God, and it fell into the Holy Spirit, the ground of God in your heart.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
Listen, this is not us trying to have some power trip. Yes. I can do nothing without God.
That's absolutely. Come on now.
This is why the Bible says, yes, with God, with Christ,
yes,
all things are possible.
That's present if tense. You receive your power, like you had talked about earlier, right?
That's right. Receiving, which is hearing.
Right.
Hiding.
Yeah.
Then executing or doing the word.
Because why? You have the divine power, the ability, and the equipment within
to bestow,
to go forward, to be, to do, and to have the good, the God that you desire.
And see, and here, oh my God.
Wow.
To bestow. That means
that's powerful.
To bestow.
To bestow.
Now listen, I got to find this.
In him was life and the power to bestow life.
Okay.
In him was, I read that from the Amplified, verse chapter 1, verse 4. In him was life and the power to bestow life. And if we are little G's, right? Mm-hmm. We are little G's, then we have that same power to bestow life. Get that, people of God. Get that, family. You have the power. I'm like, oh my God, I have the power. I got the power. That secular song, I got the power. That secular song has some significant meaning to it. They didn't even understand what they were singing. I got the power. Who sang that?
Oh, that was.
I got the power. Boom. And it has a really funky beat to it. I got the power, right? You got to understand, you got the power. You got the power. Are you going to choose to release it? Are you going to choose to believe that you have the power? Are you going to choose to believe to walk in your power? You have the power to be, to do, to go forward in that which you desire.
That's right.
Did you find it? What are you trying to ask your chat for?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
What are you trying to find?
Oh, hold on here. Let me. I'm just trying to see why it's not. Hold on here. Let me do it like that. Bam. Maybe I need to refresh it. Here we go.
What are you trying to?
Okay, because I'm going to ask my chat.
Just talking to it.
Oh, tell me how the power to bestow life is the contextual understanding with the Bible and the scriptures.
Okay, and then the power to bestow life as understood in the context of the Bible is a fundamental expression of God's divine authority and sovereignty over creation. From the very beginning, the scriptures, the Bible illustrates that life is a gift from God.
Come on.
Both in the physical and spiritual sense. This concept is deeply woven into the narrative of creation, redemption, and eternal life. Understanding it reveals God's intimate involvement in the lives of humanity.
So God's immanence, his active involvement with what? With the lives of humanity.
Yes.
Come on now.
I mean, and then it goes on because it says creation and the gift of physical life. It says spiritual life and redemption. 3, resurrection and the promise of eternal life. 4, God as the source of all life. Oh, God. So we could go down.
Come on now.
What else were you trying? What were you trying to get? Or do you want to?
Well, no. So now this understanding, okay, that well, first of all, when you understand, when you can get past the name Jesus. Jesus wasn't even his name because there is no J in the Hebrew language. It would have been Yahshua.
Yeah.
Okay. Because remember, all things work together.
Yeah.
His name is Yahshua HaMashiach. That was his earthly name and ministry.
Yeah.
But his visionary, his creative name in the spirit is the Word of God. Revelation chapter 19 connects us to that because the Bible says that his name is the Word of God. Mm. So when you understand, the Word is the Spirit, just like Christ. He's the anointed one, yeah, and his anointing. Mm-hmm. Okay? Christ, that's his spiritual nature. We're so used to looking at our natural nature, mm-hmm, we have to transform our mind to be able to see in the spirit first, yeah, and not in the natural.
Yeah.
This is why Paul said, do not look at what you see in the natural because those things are temporary. But what you don't see, the invisible, yeah, world of God is eternal. We must understand our spiritual existence started in heaven,
yeah,
first. 2 Timothy chapter 1, we were in Christ, mm-hmm, before the world began.
Well, that's why we're gods on earth.
That's right. We are God. Yeah. We are him on earth.
That's right. Oh. And we have the power.
No, I'm going to say it again. You are God on earth. And the people you encounter in your community, in your surroundings, are you will be sometimes the only God that they might see. This is why Jesus always told us to be an example. Mm-hmm. Go out through all the world and tell them the good news. Okay? You are the good news manifest. We are the living scriptures. Come on now. Okay, we're going to have to make sure that we... let's get to the seed just in case.
I asked... The song "I Got the Power," commonly referred to as "The Power," was written by German electronic dance group Snap.
Yeah,
it was released. Was that it?
Yeah.
It was released in 1990 as a part of their debut album "World Power." The song was co-written by Michael somebody and Luca somebody, who were producers behind Snap, along with vocals and rap by Penny Ford and Turbo D. Duran Butler. The Power became an international hit and widely recognized as one of the most popular dance tracks from the 1990s.
Wow.
I mean, that's again, we're talking about, but look, they didn't understand. It's an international hit.
Come on now.
I Got the Power.
Come on.
And there was a rap in there.
That's right.
I Got the Power.
Dun, 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 dun.
Because it was a dance track. It was,
that's right.
What is it? Electronic dance group.
That's right.
So that, because it had that, it had that snap to it. I got the power. It was catchy. And you know, it's like, wait, could God have allowed that so that we can really begin to understand that we got the power?
Oh my God. Come on now.
Listen.
Okay.
Ah.
Let's stop being so spiritual that we're all no earthly good. God didn't say that everything had to come out of the mouth of a believer for it not to be the vision and purpose of God.
I got the power.
Come on now.
I got the power. That's my theme song. I got the power. I mean, I hear it. I got the power. You got the power. You have the divine power, the ability and the equipment within to go forward, to be, to do, and to have the good that you desire, to have the God that you desire. Why am I saying God? Because everything, God is source.
Come on now.
Ha, Rosha, you've got the power. You've got the power. I've got the power. Oh my God. I gotta go find that song.
I've got it. I've got.
Yes.
Not trying to get.
Yes, I got.
I've got the power. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah. Dun, dun, dun. I got the power. Dun, 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 dun. You got it.
Yes. Oh my God.
Stop trying to get it.
Yes. You got the power.
And just walk in the power thereof.
Rosh Hashanah.
Woo! Come on. Come on. Come on.
Oh, hallelujah.
Listen, you got the
wrap
power.
This up.
Yeah, come on. So we just got, listen, John said, I wish above all
hallelujah.
Things that you may as prosper and be in health.
Yes.
Even as your soul prospers. Listen, God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains,
seed time and harvest shall not cease. Yes.
Today we were getting seeds.
Yes.
That we can plant.
Yes.
And into our heart.
Yes.
So we can manifest the power thereof.
Yes.
Come
yes.
on now. When you begin to understand, I'm just, wow. This is so powerful. Understand.
Yes.
The power that's been bestowed to you, that's been activated in you, because he is in all and through all and before all. You have, and he's given you the authority to walk in his power.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
So whatever you say,
yes,
it is so.
Yes.
I'm going to say it again. Whatever you say,
it is so.
It is so.
Why?
Job 22. You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established.
Yes.
Not because God said it, but because it came out of your mouth. And Jesus said, the works I do, you shall do in greater works than these.
Yes.
Why? Because, oh my gosh, if God is in all and through all, I cannot sit in Christ or with Christ in the heavenly places and he not hear my voice and he not execute my desire.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Are you getting this?
Powerful.
So, can you tell them the ways that we can
serve? So on the left side of the screen, we have Restored Ministries International. That is this outreach ministry that we are a partake of every Sunday morning at 7:30-ish Mountain Standard Time. And so this, so the way that you can sow your seed into Restored Ministries International, the left side of the PowerPoint that you're seeing, is the first way you can sow through PayPal. You can use our handle at Restored Men INTL, or you can take your handy dandy smartphone, take your camera, click on the QR code, and it'll take you directly to PayPal, and you can sow your seed there. Or you can also sow through Zelle. Zelle is a banking app, right? And so you can use our email, restoredmenintl@gmail.com, to sow your seed using Zelle. You can also sow through Cash App. We are doing everything within our ability to bring this ministry into the 21st century.
Amen.
And so we have access to Cash App. So you can use our handle, $RestoredMI, $RestoredMI. You could also go to our website at restoredministriesint.org and sow your seed there. We want you to remember that the seed leaves your hand. It will leave your account and it never leaves your life.
Okay, so now, also, the next way is sowing what's called the teruma, which is sowing into the hand of the priest of the ministry. And the Bible says in Ezekiel 44:30, and the first of all first fruits of all things, of every oblation, that word oblation in Hebrew is teruma, of all and of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. And you shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may speak or cause the blessing to rest and remain.
Before you go, go back to that and go all the way back to the very first slide. So what we're all the very, oh, I'm sorry, go to the second one. Yeah. So all of this, the tithes, the teruma, it's all a part of what we call God's financial wholeness plan.
Okay.
Right?
That's right.
And so the elements of this wholeness plan is your seed time and harvest, is your tithe, right?
Right.
Sowing
on.
Your 10%.
That's right.
Right? Then there's the teruma, right? This is elements of God's financial wholeness plan. Teruma, you're giving to your supervising priest, because back in the day, the priest, the people gave to the priest to help sustain the priest, because the priest's job was to take care of the temple and to feed the sheep.
Come on.
right? Another component, and we're going to go into this deeper, another component of God's financial wholeness plan is giving to the poor, right?
Come on.
Then there was something called the pilgrimage that they set aside money because every year they would make the journey to Jerusalem.
That's right.
And it's a convocation or a
celebration.
They would go to the homeland, right?
Right. And it's called a feast.
Right. To celebrate. So they would set aside finances, income, so that they could go to the pilgrimage. And then there's also a part of God's financial wholeness plan where then you set aside money for your future, for you, for your retirement. So these are different, if you will, accounts that monies would flow into.
That's right.
Right. And so as we begin to get this understanding, it's like, oh, wait, it's not just about us sowing into a church or whatever, but God, this is a part of you creating us whole financially.
That's right.
As you bless us and we give in these different components, then you cause our financial well-being to be whole. Does that make sense?
That's right. That's right.
And so we've been introducing the teruma to give you the understanding of how that's a part. It's not just a ploy to get money for the man of God, but it is a principle. It is an action that God said, if you begin to partake in this, I'm going to cause you to be financially whole and you will want from nothing. Mm. I know that ever since we have started flowing in the teruma, checks, literally have checks, thousands of dollars come in the mail.
Come in the mail.
Right?
I mean,
my job. How do you go for a 55% raise from after me graduating?
Just because she did the purpose and the plan that God envisioned for her life.
That's right. And then as I begin to understand the financial elements, and even when I had $2, I'm giving my teruma, right? I'm sowing my seed, right? And so I'm telling you, the teruma is likened to the hinge on a door. Without the hinge, the door doesn't work. You cannot open the door. The door is not even attached to the doorway for you to go in. And so that teruma is like that hinge. Right? That little itty bitty, the teruma is 2.5%, the smallest element of the different offerings that the people gave, but yet it has the power.
Come on.
It has the power, that little bit. So every monies that I get, every monies that come into this ministry, do we not? We sow off the top. We sow the tithe. We sow your tithes. We sow your teruma to a ministry that we're connected to because we understand the power behind the seed.
That's right.
Right. And so if you would like to give your teruma to Pastor Michael, according to Ezekiel chapter 44, the ways that you can do it, because Pastor Michael is the head of this ministry, is the supervising priest. Right. And so if you would like to sow your teruma directly, that 2.5% to the man of God, there's a number of ways you can do that. You can do it through PayPal using his email, Pastor Michael D. Bryant at gmail.com. Again, Pastor Michael D. Bryant at gmail.com. If you want to do it through Zelle, you can use the email michael@rtuproductions.com. You can also sow your teruma, that 2.5% to Pastor Michael through Cash App using his handle $MDBryant. Now, I want to let you know that we are going to continue to teach. And we're actually thinking about having a separate thing where we're going to go into extensive teachings about certain things that will, and it'll be a small monthly fee. I will do probably some mental health stuff since I am now a licensed therapist. And as it relates to mental health and the spiritual aspect of it. And then there'll be other teachings, but we want to dive deeper, right? We want to dive deeper. We want to give you understand. That's why we take the time. A lot of, and we've been taught by the ministry that we're connected with, a lot of people bypass the financial piece and they don't understand. They don't give you understanding and teaching on it.
And when you bypass the seed time and harvest,
come on now,
you're bypassing the blessing.
Woo! Say that again.
When you bypass
yes,
God's kingdom principle and law of seed time and harvest, you're bypassing the blessing.
Yeah.
Because you're robbing God the opportunity to open up the windows and pour back into you.
Wow.
See, here's
God won't get out of order, right?
Right. God's not going to get out of order.
Yeah.
But he says, listen, will you rob me?
Yeah.
Why would you rob me my opportunity to pour back into you? This is why, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper. Yeah. And be in health, even as your soul prospers.
That's what you, that slide. It's,
so this is why the devil has deceived us by keeping our eyes on men instead of God.
Ah.
With the understanding, I'm not giving to a man. Yeah. I'm giving to our source of power.
You're giving, the man is the,
he is the
conduit. So
right. Listen. Prophet Tanya and I, we are just the faith connectors to the blessing of God through the teaching of God, which comes from the word of God, right out of God's mouth.
Yes.
So this is the understanding that I want you to leave with today. When you sow, whether into the ministry or whether into the teruma, into the hand of the priest, you activate, it's called the windows of heaven.
Ah!
He says, prove me.
Wow!
He says, prove me.
Wow!
Prove, make me prove myself to you.
Wow!
To see if I will not open unto you.
The windows.
Wow. The windows with an S.
Yeah, not a yeah.
The windows of heaven to pour you out of blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. When we activate the sowing of the tithe, the sowing of the teruma, you're activating these two seeds right here, activate the proving of God that makes God move or to activate his eminence in your life.
Wow.
Because the word eminence, that phrase eminence of God means him being actively involved with you. This is why when Jesus did stuff, before he fed the fish and bread, he said, I thank you that you always hear me.
Yeah.
See, he was blessing it as the priest. He was blessing it and it multiplied in the hands.
Wow.
Come on now.
Wow.
Jesus was giving a teruma.
The little boy
gave a teruma.
I was just getting ready to say that.
This is why when Abraham gave to Melchizedek, he didn't give a tithe.
It was a teruma. It was the first teruma.
Wow. This is why when Cain and Abel was given to God himself.
Wow.
The father came down to receive. He was the priest. This is why Jesus became the high priest.
You know what we...
See, you're missing.
You
deactivate the blessing or the opportunity of God to open up windows. See, when you understand that the teruma came first before the tithe.
Yes, it did. That's right.
This is why when I do my teaching on the new platform for those who really want to receive wealth, you understand man took tithe and put it ahead of the teruma. And that's not God's plan.
Come on now. Okay, you know what? We got to go, but...
So listen. Listen. Father, right now, I thank you. To those who are listening, who have heard and received the word, as they give, whether into the ministry or into the teruma. Father, you said, prove you.
Yes.
Father, We are sowing seed that you would prove yourself to us. Yeah. That when we give, according to the word, you said give and it shall be given. Yeah. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Father, create the table that we can sit before our enemies. You said, you prepare a table before our enemies. Father, I thank you that your children, your sons, your daughters, their cups run over. As they sow right now, their cups are running over. As they sow right now, their cups are running over. As they sow right now, their cups are running over.
Thank you, Jesus.
And in Jesus' mighty name, we declare it and we count it so. And everyone said,
Amen.
Listen,
powerful.
We want to thank you for joining in.
Yes.
Don't miss the Daily Bread. Don't miss next week. Listen, we're still on number one. We're going to try to get to the second sentence
of
number one.
Yeah, we actually are going to get to two. Because we got through one, kind of. We went through all the
We're going to see what God wants us to be. Amen. But listen.
I'm going to move us forward.
The ultimate thing is that you get understanding.
Yes, that's right. That's
this
right.
is why we are going to destroy the deceptive seed about giving. Okay?
The be blessed. Decepticons.
Okay? We'll see you next week. Be blessed.